Okay, let's begin. It's Parshas Chukas. Question which I would ask is, why is it that the Parsha of Parshas Adum is found exactly here? After all, I would put it, some point in Parshas Vayikra, Tazria Mitzora, when you're dealing with Tumah Batara, why is the placement exactly at this moment? I mean, let's understand what we've been discussing. The Parshias have been telling story after story after story, beginning with Parshas Bahaloscha. Parshas Bahaloscha seems to be the epic, the height, Klal Yisrael ready to go into Eretz Yisrael at that moment. And that's why we have the inverted nuns, to show the Vayhi ben Soharon is misplaced, it doesn't belong there. Many Mefarshim, including Rav Soloveitchik, explained it did belong there. At that moment in time, it did belong. They were going into Eretz Yisrael. Who are the Oivim? Who are the enemies of Klal Yisrael at that moment? The inhabitants of Eretz Canaan. So it did belong there. But right after the Parsha of this Parsha of Ahib and Saharon comes to Misonanim, the complainers. There's a famous shir by Rav Soloveitchik who explained that all of life had changed, history changed. At that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu realized there was something missing in this generation, that they would not enter into Eretz Yisrael. I think he realized at that moment that he himself would not be entering into Eretz Yisrael. But he realized there was something wrong with the character. What was wrong with the character? You have the Misonanim, which is followed by the story of Miriam. Then, of course, we have the Meraglim. We have last week's Parsha of Korach, the great rebellion. And all of a sudden now, we tell the story, we tell the halacha of Paraduma. It's followed by the Misa of Miriam, the Misa of Aharon, and of course the Chet of the Mei Meriva. What is it? What is that notion? What is missing at this point? Why is it exactly here? So I'd like to explore that over the next few minutes. First of all, let's start with the mitzvah itself. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh explains in Zochukas HaTorah Shatziva Hashem Leimor, Yesh Lavin, what does it say, Zos Chukas HaTorah? Lo Nama Zos Chukas HaTahara Uchadoma, something similar. We're talking about Tumah V'Tahara, Tumas Meis. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, Mevar Shayidei Shemekayim in Mitzvah Zu, Shehu Chok Below Tam, the way, the mannerism, the fact that we are Mekayim a Mitzvah, such as Paraduma, that is a Chok, that has no rationale, Hareza Oshem is Kayim Kol HaTorah Kroy. That shows you that you will be Mekayim the entire Torah as it should be. Ki Bezeh Mara She'ena Osa HaMitzvah Machmas HaTam Shebedova. You're not performing the Mitzvah because it there's a rationale behind it. Oh, this is, makes sense. I understand. Of course. Rak bi emuna hu osa yosha kain siva alav habore. Because you're the Kaddish Baruch Hu is commanded to mitzvah you, therefore you're going to follow this mitzvah. Vi akein nema zos chukas hatorah. Ki mitzvah zu hu os kol hatorah kula shemekaimim osa machmas shah Kaddish Baruch Hu tziva kain. That's why it's saying chukas hatorah. The Torah, this is the essence, this is the foundation. This is the yesod yesodos of a shomer Torah mitzvah that you're doing it a chok, you're doing it because it's a tzivui. Everything, putting on tefillin, lulav, lo sirtzach, lo signaf, all of this, not because of the sichlius, not because it makes sense, rationale, not because it's part of Western civilized understanding, because it's the tzivu Hashem. And that's what the Badechava says in Kedusha Salevi. Yesh mitzvos shehaseichel mechayiv lasosam v'anu yodim tamim. There are certain mitzvos that we know, the rationale. As mechayiv to do it, v'anu yodim tamim, uchesha adam osa mitzvah kazu, oza eino nika sheosa ha-mitzvah machmatziva Hashem Yisparach. And those type of mitzvahs, we don't realize, it doesn't show, it's not mefurish. that you're doing it because it's a tzibur Hashem. Ki yesh l'tzol sha'osa machma sha'aseichem achayi lasus kein. U'machma satam sha'yesh bo. Ava yesh mitzvah sha'ein aseichem achayim la'asos osam klal, but there are certain mitzvahs that the seichel rationale doesn't machayim to do it. V'lo nita mehem tam v'hem achukim. I'll give you the rationale, and those are the chukim. U'chisha adam osa mitzvah elu ozai b'hachroch sha'osa osa rak machmas tzivoy habore b'van. And those type of mitzvahs, when you perform them, it's obvious the reason why you're doing it. Has to be because you're doing the tzivoy of Hashem. So interesting, we look at the halachas of Chukas Akum, the Maharik. The Maharik explains that one of the ideas, how do you know something is a Chok Akum? How do you know that you can't do a certain Maisa because it will say him lo seleichu? So one of the rationale, one of the ideas that he brings down, if there's no rationale to this Maisa, why are you doing it? But for the fact that a guy is doing it, that's a v'kuchasayim lo seleichu. It's the same idea here. There is no rationale of why you're doing the parah aduma. We don't understand the rationale. Therefore, you must be doing it because you're following the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's what it means, hakosav zol chukas haTorah. Shehabore Baruch Hu nosan chukum elu, kidei sheyu leos al kiyum kol haTorah. Shrekol ikar hasiba shemekayim ha'odam mitzvahs elu eina ele mishum ha'shotzivo Hashem. There's a very similar idea found in the Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe. He also discusses in the beginning, he says, Be'er ma'im chayim hiksha. The Be'er ma'im chayim is the brother of the Maral. Heich para aduma hu chukah belotam. How is para aduma chukah belotam? Valo Rabbi Moshe Hadarsh and Rashi. Perish Tama, there is a rationale behind it. Tavo ima viti kanat soas bina. Let the mother come and clean up the tsoas, the spit of the child. Kach tavo poro zechaper al ego. It's the same idea of the poro coming to mimachaper al ego. What is the ego? Over here is going to explain the ego is the cheta egel. Ochein letareish devorav hakadoshim oma. Marenu rabbeinu adenu rabbeinu. So Rabbi Yitzchak says that he ne cheta egel hi chisor namuna. What is the pshat? In other words, what is the Yismach Yisrael? What is the pshat of Rashi? What are we coming? What do you mean? The paraduma is coming to be mechaper? The chet of the egel. The egel what? The egel azohav. What does that mean? It's not brought down before. It's brought down here now. But chisorin and amuna. So chisorin and amuna. Shelo hemina b'Hashem hamotim iman v'tzrayim u'v'moshe. U'lezeh hutzruch ha'lasos tshuva ha'mishkal. This was brought now. This is explained. What is the parah aduma? It's coming because it had a chisorin and amuna. That's why it had the chet ha'egel. Liyos b'munus chazaka lezot tzivu lehem kodesh baruchu. Mitzvahs para aduma shehu chuka b'li shum tam hanigla. Bechtei shiz kama mitzvah kudu. It is a chok without any rationale. Tam nigla. Ashehu b'lo shum tam. Metuka f'muna sam. Zel devar Rebbe Moshe Hadarshan. That's what the different Rebbe Moshe Hadarshan. Love how he says this. Ramosha Hadarshan. Tavo imo hainu poro aduma shi moral toka famuna. The ima. What does it mean, tavo ima? The poro, by following it, proves to you the essence of the yamuna. But he cannot so us. Bino, shetechaper acheto egel. Stop here for a second. The essence we know of the para aduma is because it's a chisorin and namuna. So why is it brought down here? Why dafke here? In fact, if you're telling me, the essence is the cheda egel. So bring it back after the cheda egel. Perhaps that's also part of our answer. What caused Klal Yisrael to fail? And you'll see what is causing, there's an issue with Moshe Rabbeinu when we get to Nesiva Shalom. But what caused Klal Yisrael to fail? The answer is a lack of Emunah Bashem. What does that mean, is a lack of Emunah Bashem? There are very graduations or grades of Emunah, belief in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We all believe in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Anyone listening to the shir, you're going to ask him, do you believe in the Kaddish Baruch Hu? Ah, an imam in Bamuna Shalema. Of course I believe in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. However, there's a Muna Bashem to understand that everything's Mepi Hashem. That's the highest level of a Muna, and it's a very difficult Muna. What I mean by that is, take for example, the Kleisenberger Rebbe last week, he talks about Korach, speaks about the language of the Pasuk, and shows that the essence, the problem with Korach, because there were three, where we say that there is this cover, Taiva and Kinna, is Megala Adam Olam, that takes the person out of the world. Why is that? That's a Chisaron in Amuna. We mentioned there was a beautiful, beautiful Pshat, God who said it. Zareinu v'kaspeinu yar bekachol. What does it mean? Zareinu v'kaspeinu yar bekachol. Why are you comparing Kesef and Zareinu? The answer is that when I see someone else has a number of children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, so what do you say? He said, Baruch Hashem. Are you going to be jealous? Why would you be jealous? How can you be jealous? This is your lot and that's his lot. Same thing with money. It's the same thing with everything, with Korach. Why, when you're jealous of someone else's success, it shows that you have no bitachon in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You have no emunah. You have lack it. I shouldn't say no. You have lack of emunah in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because if you had emunah in the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you understand that he is the one who should be in this position and not you. For whatever reason. That you don't know. There's a reason why some other individual is very wealthy. You're not. How do you know what you would do with your money? Maybe you would succeed, maybe you wouldn't succeed, maybe you would be, maybe you would be a great Baltstock. You know, we always think to ourselves, oh, if I'm going to win the lottery, I win $150 million, I'm going to stop working, I'm going to be saying a learning Yom HaVelayla, I'm going to build yeshivas, I'm going to build shuls, I'm going to be sitting there all day giving stock, etc., etc. And maybe you won't. Maybe you won't. Maybe you're not. Maybe that's not your personality. Maybe in the end you won't. Maybe it's not something which is good for your life, for your children's lives, and their children's lives. And that's why the Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't give to you. But if you had that emunah, then you wouldn't be jealous. The misonim, the complainers, what are you complaining? This was given for the Kaddish Baruch Hu. This is what you need, no more, no less. And of course, that was the idea in Korach, in Shlach. There was a difference. There was a Muna. You had a Muna Bashem. But they didn't have a Muna in themselves. Bonim Atem Lashem. Kaddish Baruch Hu is saying, Bonim Atem Lashem. You're his children. He loves you. He counted you. They didn't believe in themselves. We'll see how this develops as we continue in the different Mefarshim today. And he goes on, the Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe, the Chukzo. Talking Alaina Vachem Perish Adoni Ovi Zikani Tu Tam Vidas Lamdeini Ki Mitzvah Secha He Emanti. The pasuk we say before Tkiya Shofar Hainu Shaosam Ho Anosham Shlo Yirtu Lasos Mitzvah Hashem Rakimi Galu Lehem Tam HaMitzvah. There are those who don't want to do a mitzvah unless they understand. And then there are people who say, I dafka go by the morality of Western civilization, and it goes against the morality of the Torah, the divine ethic, and therefore the divine ethic has to change. The Yagisha Ne'imos Metikos, Yedidus HaMitzvah. Then Yasu HaMitzvah. Ve'im Lav, Lo Yasu HaMitzvah. If not, then I won't do the mitzvah. Kizeh Chisuron Emona. This is a chisaron amuna. How you talking? She'eved melech yomer lemelech. Im lo titen li avoda asha'ena mimena lo avod. Imagine telling the king, listen, I don't enjoy doing this, I'm not going to do it. Imagine. It's such a mori b'malchus, ein zem yider cheretz, ekmo chein, im lo yachvos lasos ha-mitzvah, b'ti yim yagash tamah, v'lo kein tzorach lehiyos rak, kisho la'or, chamor l'masa. We have to act like a shor la'ol, and a chamor l'masa, like a chamor holding its packages on top of it. Hanish ha-shor, ein lano ha-noh me'ol, Asher Olov. You don't get Hanna from it. But that's not what you're doing. You're doing the Tzivui Hashem. And that's why the Medrash says, Sha'oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, L'cho Ani Megale Tam Parav Ali'achar Chuka. I will explain to you the rationale. Of course there's a rationale behind it. Of course there's rationale, but I'm not going to explain the rationale. Hainu Moshe Rabbeinu, Shelo Haya B'Cheda Ege. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, he could understand. He wasn't part of the Cheda Ege. He didn't lack emuna. Lo Haya Tzorach L'Tikun. L'Chein Gilo L'Kadosh Baruch Hatam, and therefore he explains his rationale. Skipping one other idea, he says, V'Zehu Kavonas Rabbeinu. Shechet Ha'Egel Haya Mefagin Hamuna V'Nifkam Mocham Nechrishu Kemeisim. What is it? Such a beautiful idea, just in a few lines. The Kavonis of Rabbeinu was saying is that the chait of an eagle was a pigum in the amuna. There was a lack of amuna. The nifka mocham, the nechshavu kemeisim. They were like dead. What does that mean, like they were dead? It means when a person feels he has a tachlis in life, when you truly understand that you're an Eved Hashem, when you truly understand that there's a tachlis, there's a purpose in life, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has chosen you for a particular tachlis, then you're alive. When you go through life from venture to venture, you go through life without purpose. When you have Yisurin in life, and you face these Yisurin, and you say, why? Why am I having these Yisurin? It doesn't dawn on you that maybe the Yisurin is a message from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I've said this so often, that the Baal Shem Tov says that every day there's a bas kol that comes in Shemayim, Meshuva Uvanim. And they ask on the Baal Shem Tov, has anyone ever heard this bas kol? Has anyone heard it? I never heard it. And if no one ever heard it, so why is it every day coming out? Shubububanum Abasko. The answer is every day it's coming out. Through Maislach. Something happens in your life. It's just a message from Kadosh Baruch Hu to remind you. You're doing something wrong. Let me move you over. Let you make a left turn. Change something. A beautiful idea of the Yismach Yisrael. Next Shavu Kemeisim. They think of themselves. They became as if they were dead. And that's why it's here. It's the Metahir. It's the whole idea of Chukas HaTorah. What are we trying to show? What is it at this moment in time? Klal Yisrael had a lack of sense and purpose. Especially if the Meraglim, I lost Eretz Yisrael, we're going to be dying in the Midbar. What is our purpose in life? And therefore, the chukas over here is to teach you, you have a purpose in life. You're an Eved Hashem, to be Metahirim. So much more to discuss at this moment of this. There is an idea. Let's put in the Sivas Shalom. Explained last week. The success of Korach was because Klal Yisrael didn't believe in themselves. Didn't believe they had purpose. Nechshavu Kemeisim. Nechshavu Kemeisim. So what did Korach do? Kulam Kedoshim. Everyone is holy. Every individual is holy. Every individual has purpose. Banim Atem Lashem. He's giving over a beautiful message to Klal Yisrael. Last week I spoke of the Sicha of the Rebbe. Sicha of Lubavitcher Rebbe, who mentioned in the parshas of Korach, what was the machlokus between Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach? And Korach basically was saying, listen, I understand on a certain level, on a level of on the level of Torah, of course there's a madregas of certain people who have a greater madrega than another individual. Some people have a photographic memory. There are individuals, the gedolim, who know shas and poskim, rishonim, achronim. Something that I was talking once with Herschel Schlechter, the Schechter Schlitter. And I mentioned to him I was having a problem with the Ketzos HaChoshen. Right then and there, just went through the whole Ketzos HaChoshen, Baal Peh, with me, explained it. Once mentioned to Rabbi Kelimer, I was learning with my Chavrusa Navdin Balloon for an entire week. We just didn't understand it. We came to a certain understanding. I had a certain Shaila, couldn't figure it out. I met Rabbi Kellerman, and I mentioned to him, and he said, well, I guess you didn't look at the next paragraph in Navdim Meluim. Blew my mind. Just blew my mind. Were you learning this stuff to this morning? We understand on that level. There are different levels in Torah. That we all understand. But a Maisa Mitzvah is the same. If I put on tefillin and you put on tefillin, we're doing the same mitzvah. And that was Korach's argument. What do you want? Everyone is doing the same thing. That was the argument of the Tchelis, the whole beggar. What do we mean? When it comes to Maisa Mitzvahs, everyone does the same. And the Rebbe explained, it's not true. It's not true. Sometimes you have an agenda when you're doing a mitzvah. Sometimes you're doing a mitzvah lav l'shma. Sometimes you're doing a mitzvah for the wrong intentions. Mitzvahs can be meyer olam, and mitzvahs can be machshich olam. But then there's an amazing statement of the Rebbe. So what happens to those mitzvahs who are machshir sha'olam? The Rebbe is saying, Klal Yisrael, belief in everyone in Klal Yisrael, you will do tshuva. You will do tshuva. Every member of Klal Yisrael does tshuva. And at that moment, your mitzvahs, which were machshir sha'olam, will now be meher olam. Same idea I saw by many who say same idea by tefillah. Tefillah. Not every time that we daven, we have kavanah. Sometimes we daven in certain situations, or we're davening a mincha, davening at a ball game. You're listening with one ear to hear, you know, if there's what's going on during the seventh inning. And if the chazan has too much kavanah, all of a sudden you're missing part of the game, so you're looking at the TV to see what's going on. And many times a person doesn't have the proper kavanah. What happens? That those tefillahs hang around. They hang around, whatever that means. And then one day you daven the kavana. Those tefillahs, those prayers, are now going to Shemayim. So comes the inyan, the chait of the Mei Meriva, and the Siva Shalom says, "Vayom Hashem Moshe v'yalar inyan Elohim mantin ki l'akdisheni le'eni b'nei Yisrael lochein lo saviyu sekahol hazeh el eres Hashem asati lehem." Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, because lo hamantem be, you didn't believe in me, lahakti sheni le'enei k'bnei Yisrael, to makdish me in the eyes of b'nei, therefore you won't bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. B'chet mehem mereva m'rabu ha'dikdukta v'hatamiyos maha yagadu l'chet. Many mefarshim are discussing this. The reish is kosher madua berefida miyad achat seisim b'mitzrayim kasher lohi mayim l'shtosa am tziva kadosh baruch hu v'kizu b'tzur v'yotzum l'menu mayim. It's not the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu has a rendezvous with a rock, and the rock's purpose is to give water. We've had this before, and over there, what he had hit the cella. Hayinu shahoyegam hanes ayidei hakab b'cella b'lok b'rishiyah ayidei diber dafka. Then it was a nace, pretty good nace. Pretty good nace here too. You hit the cellar twice, and all of a sudden water comes out of it. It's also a pretty big nace. And I'll tell you something else you have to ask. So what is a nafkamina between dibur and hitting the rock? I mean, each one of these things are lamala min ateva. Ma'am miyucha b'dibor lasela shekiva shelo also be open zeh nikva shelo haman to be like disheni. And here, so far, now the way you did, they didn't believe in me. They wouldn't have believed in you before. They would have believed in you also if you hit. That's what I'm saying. Everyone is Amuna B'Hashem. But the Amuna B'Hashem here was on a higher level. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is missing. Shemashma says that Tosad Machayt Mashaychus Yesh. So the Noam Ali Melech says Makshes the Harei Chazinus Shasmicha Shchina Al Yodo Shemosh Rabbeinu B'Maisa Hachasala. The Noam Ali Melech goes further. It's as if the Kaddish Baruch Hu didn't accept this. Still, he gave the water at this point, so it shows that he was moder to Moshe Rabbeinu. So first, the Nesiva Shalom explains there are times you have to understand. There are times when you have to do your hishtablus with the belief, ultimately, that what you're going to receive is Ma'ase Hashem. And then there's even a higher level. There was such emuna b'Hashem that you don't even do your hishtados. He named a kubel mitzadike emes haklal beinyan emuna b'tochem. Emosai tzorach lasos hishtados, ve'emosai ain tzorach l'shum hishtados. I can't tell you when. Rabbi Melech Biederman constantly speaks, you know, week after week, I would almost say. When a person is going for parnasa, people forget. No, it's just from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So he says, you have to do ishtadlus. You have to do so much ishtadlus. Can't do more than what's necessary, because that shows you're not doing it with the emuna b'Hashem. I don't know what that level of ishtadlus is and when it's too much. But the idea, I understand. You know, I go in and I buy a lottery ticket. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. We said, yeah, you can buy one, you can't buy two. That's your shtadlus. And the rest is up to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So someone asked me, so why don't you pick the numbers? I said, if the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to give me 150, 200 million, he's going to give it to me. So I just let the computer pick it. That's it. The computer's a shliach from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So far he said no. Harez the tolu lifi erecha amuna ubitochen sheyeshlo. Kasher yeshuhuda behiras amuna, when he has behiras amuna, was with clarity, belief with clarity, but be talking to a bunch of bada yazalo below shum ishtadlus mitzido. All right, he said, what was the idea of the dibur? This you would have realized on a certain level, a higher level of dibur, which is a hakah. That level of dibur would have brought you to this understanding of true emunas b'Hashem, of the highest level. Yan lo hemantem be, in other words, part of the lack of emuna. What was the message I wanted to get across? And we'll see why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't allow this. What was the message Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted to get across? The cure to this high level of emuna. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't believe that Klal Yisrael was on that level. He made himself a Kal Vachomer. So I'm not going through the entire Nesiva Shalom. It's worthwhile to spend through. It's such a magnificent piece. The Nesiva Shalom is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself a Kavachoma, Madach, when they come to Berefidim, they just came out of Mitzrayim. They saw the Yesaris Hamakas. They saw Kriyas Yamsuf. They weren't on a level of a Muna. And therefore, at that point, he still had to hit. Madach now. Madach now. So the Nesiva Shalom says, that was the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu. You didn't believe in Klal Yisrael. You didn't believe what happened after Kabbalah HaTorah. You didn't realize how much of a level they could have attained at this moment. And therefore he says you can't go into Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael, to hold on to Eretz Yisrael, to build Eretz Yisrael, you have to have this high level of Emunah. Everything's Me'ez Hashem. And that's what was missing. And that's what the Moshe's chait. And that's why Moshe was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. Of course, the other Pshatim saying that since Moshe Rabbeinu made one change, it sounds like one change in the tzivui of Hashem, had he not been punished, one tzivui, one little minutia detail would unravel all of Torah's Moshe. And therefore he couldn't go in. I would add, that's why this idea had to be at this point. A paraduma. Think about what we're doing at this moment. They had to come to a higher level of Emunah. They were beside themselves. You know, Soloveitchik used to say, so often the Klal Yisrael, when you read the Torah, you have to live it. It can't be a story time and sitting back and, no, okay, let's hear. Tell me a story, what happened to Avraham Avinu. Tell me what happened to Yitzchak and Yaakov, to the Shvatim. You have to relive it. When you go through these parshias, you have to put yourself there. You have to imagine. And this is how life sometimes is. You have a taste of success and you look forward and you think life is going to be perfect at this point. And you see exactly where you're going. I see where I'm going to be tomorrow. I see where I'm going to be next year and 10 years and 20 years. And all of a sudden, your dreams are taken away from you. Perhaps it's your fault. Perhaps it's someone else's fault. Doesn't matter. But all of a sudden, what you were trying to accomplish is not going to be accomplished. You can imagine your despair. And you can imagine the despair of Klal Yisrael. How did we get here? Oh my God, I was about to go into Eretz Yisrael. Mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. The Misonin, the Miriam, Meraglim, Korach. Tomorrow morning, our leadership is gone. Moshe. Miriam dies. Aaron dies. Moshe's not going to lead us into Eretz Yisrael. How are you going to go forth? So before the discussions, before of the Parshias, that deals with the death of Miriam, the death of Aaron, the failure of Moshe Rabbeinu, comes this beautiful Parsha, a Paraduma. Why is it so beautiful? It gives hope to Klal Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik points out, this doesn't belong, this whole parsha of Tumah Vatara, of Tumas Meis, doesn't belong back in Tazria, Metzora, belongs here. I'm saying that. He says, what is the difference between this type of Tahara versus everything else? Everything else, you're a makir for carbon. You go into the mikveh by yourself. You go into the mikveh. Over here, you need someone else. The Kohen to sprinkle the water on you. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, the sprinkling of the water is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's sprinkling the water. What a beautiful message there. Tumas Meis. Tumas Mesis, this is the one situation where a person becomes so unbelievable, he realizes mortality, he realizes the youth, the absurdity of life. When a person sees the death of a parent, of an uncle, of an aunt, of a brother, a sister, a child, he realizes his own mortality, the absurdity of life after everything is done. Even an Achrei Me'avas from Shana that's going to come to an end, the absurdity of what I'm trying to accomplish is all going to be for naught, you feel. And here is the Kadosh Baruch Hu throwing the Mayim on you. That's how you have to look at it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu say, I'm never going to forget you. I'm always there. The final person, the final being, the final act, the Chesed Shel Emes will always be the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be with you ad olam, in this world and the next world. The Ma'ore Nayim, the Chernamba Rebbe says, Vayidaber Shem Moshe Lemer Zos Chukas HaTorah Hanodesh HaTorah Hi Osios Nekudos V'tamen V'tangen. You know, in the Torah you have letters, you have your Nekudos, you have the whole, you know. Achzehu Bechinas HaTorah Zeskalia. That's Tosha, that's a Tosha and the Scala. Kichol ze efshel esechel anoshi lasig. Acham or shabo, but there is a light hidden inside of it. Shalav am rechazal ha ma'or shabo machzirin lemutav. There is a hidden Torah, there's a hidden message. That is found in every parsha. What is the message here? There's an interesting few lines in Ma'or Einayim, who says, "Vizehu nikra bechinas pora." Al dasha amar Rabbi Seinu Yosef Mimasha Egel Rotzeli Nak Pora Rotzel Hanik. A simple idea. More than the Egel wants to drink from the mother, the para wants to give drink to the child. I think that's exactly the pshat here. Why is it that the para duma is here? A message to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a message to Klal Yisrael. It was a message to the chet of the Meraglim. I know everything that occurred. In Achinami, you're going to be punished for it. In Achinami, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. There are cheshbonos that have to be taken care of. This will not occur. But as the Baal Shem Tov says, the Aleph and Chet is silent. Aleph represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu who remains with Klal Yisrael even when you're choten. More than the para, more than the eagle wants to drink, more than Klal Yisrael wants to drink from the Torah's Hashem, who wants to receive all of the splendor, the magnificence from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. More than that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it to us. More than our love for the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the love Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. That was the deepest message that could have been found in this parsha of Paraduma. It's found over here at this very moment, because this very moment we needed someone to save us. We needed just that rope sent out to hold on to, because we were giving up hope. What an amazing message I think that we have to take during this period of time. Always find after Shavuos. You feel like the motif of the Olam, the motif of the world, the motif of the year is changing. With the reading of Parshas Balozcha, you see where it's ending up. We're coming closer and closer and closer to Bechos of Ke'a Balayla, to the moment of the Churban Habayis. And it becomes depressing. And you say, I want to go back to Merag. I want to go back to the Regalim. I want to go back to Shavuos. I want to go back to Pesach. I want to go back to Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah. It's a happy time of year, and all of a sudden we're going to go into the Yemei HaChurban. And how do you get through these months? How do you get through Yisurin? How do you go through life when things are just not going your way? The answer is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Por Aduma, the Medrash Tanchuma. In the end, it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu who's being matar you. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be with you. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to take your hand and bring you through this difficult situation and to bring you closer to Him. Have a good Shabbos.